This is Fresh Air. Alto saxophonist Bobby Watson came up in drummer Art Blakey's finishing school, the Jazz Messengers, and has recorded dozens of highly acclaimed albums since. After decades working out of New York, Bobby Watson returned to Kansas City, near where he grew up. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he sounds right at home.
Bobby Watson on the title track of his album, Back Home in Kansas City. That alto saxophonist always brings the sparks. So does crackling guest trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, who sometimes solos on his heels. On that same tune, Watson caps his twisty solo with a helpful handoff, ending with a shapely phrase the trumpeter can launch his solo from. Jeremy Pelt on trumpet. Leader Bobby Watson is proudly in the jazz tradition. He follows common practice by writing new melodies on the chords to old ones. So Watson's Back Home in Kansas City is based on Back Home in Indiana, and his Sidesteps on John Coltrane's Giant Steps. Bon Voyage transparently lifts from Herbie Hancock's Maiden Voyage, but then Watson throws a curve. The improvising shifts to a Cuban-style montuno where Cyrus Chestnut vamps on piano. That's Victor Jones on drums. The alto saxophone wants to sing, and Bobby Watson coaxes out its sweet, searing, and squawky tones of voice, fine-tuning his pitch to make the horn sound brighter or darker. His solos gallop along, though he can get momentarily sidetracked, exploring in the moment. Watson is a real improviser, looking for fresh angles, as on the standard ballad, I'm Glad There Is You. The album title, Back Home in Kansas City, signals a reaffirmation of old connections. The bass player is Curtis Lundy, a Watson ally since college days. Family ties come to the fore on Bobby's slinky ballad, Our Love Remains, with lyrics about continuity over time by his wife, Pamela Watson. The singer is the bassist's sister those young musicians had backed, Carmen Lundy.
Looking back on the years, on the pain and the tears,
Bobby Watson is indeed back home in Kansas City, though that's been true for a couple of decades. It's not like he's just settling in. Certainly, the core Kansas City jazz values, a swinging beat, a personal style, and an earthy, bluesy sensibility, are all firmly in place.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of the book Play the Way You Feel, The Essential Guide to Jazz Stories on Film. And he writes for Point of Departure and The Audio Beat. He reviewed Back Home in Kansas City by saxophonist Bobby Watson. On tomorrow's show, Evan Osnes tells us the story of a mysterious Chinese billionaire who emigrated to the U.S. and became a major benefactor of Steve Bannon and efforts to overturn the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. Osnes writes about the man who promoted his causes with live-streamed videos and a hip-hop song in an article in The New Yorker. I hope you can join us.